No sign of him.
Which just makes me nervous. Come on.
I can see my breath now.
If this Jack Frost likes the cold so much, what's to stop him depressurizing the whole section?
Nothing. He could drift out there as interstellar ice. But an environment like this is better to control. And here he's got...
Got what?
Subjects to play with. Which way to the stabilizers?
The stabilizers? Why?
Listen.
No!
What is it?
I reckon a wave of ice freezing all the moisture in the corridor.
So what do we do?
A tried and tested method. Run! No.
This isn't the way to the stabilizers.
Then scrap that for now. We need somewhere we can generate heat. Got us
on a space station.
I don't know. You brought tinsel.
Kitchens.
That'll do nicely.
Down here.
Lock the door.
Will that hold it?
Nope. It'll get colder and colder until the alloy shatters. But it'll buy us a teeny bit of time. Now, Lenny.
We have to limit the number of naked heat sources on board.
Pity.
But I know the Christmas lunch was prepped up here and Baglio bronze a turkey with...
Blowtorch?
Blowtorch.
Any mistletoe in here?
Why?
I could kiss you.
Oh, wife.
Doctor?
Stand back, pal.
You're gonna kill him with that?
Nope. Just letting him know we mean business.
The metal isn't very conductive.
It'll be enough. With the winter god, I'm hoping the fear of heat alone can drive it back. He's freshly arrived. He's not at full strength. I don't need to do this, Frost.
I'll make you shiver so hard that your teeth explode.
Not if I burn the whole place down.
You wouldn't dare.
How?
We can sort this out. Talk it through. One impossible being to another.
I see. Very well. Come and meet me.
Oh, we can chat just fine like this.
No. I have found a new kingdom in a forest in the heavens. Come and pay homage to the Frost. Your god.
All right, but you leave these humans alone. So much as a nip of frostbite and I will blast this station out of the sky.
So hot under the collar. We'll see if that lasts.
You scared him off.
Hardly.
That's a bluff, right? Blast this station out of the sky?
What does he mean, forest in the heavens, Lenny?
We'll need the heat map again.
Is there a screen in here?
Terminal in food storage, cataloguing the supplies.
Keeping tabs on any midnight snackers. All right, both of you, inside.
Bit tight.
Debrief in a pantry. This is a first.
System?
Yes, my beloved.
Don't call me that. Heat map on the screen, please.
No. The whole section is just getting colder and colder.
Maybe huddling together isn't a bad shout, then.
That forest in the heavens, I think it's this. Yeah. The oxygen vault, hydroponics forest, generates air across the station.
Ah, that makes sense. The winter gods are drawn to places like this, the dark and the dank.
That vault is sealed to prevent contamination.
Not to him. Hydroponics, you say? So water's getting in. Which might be our way of stopping him as well. I go there, keep him busy.
Whilst we do what?
Poison the well? Anything suitable?
Maybe. It'll mean a slight detour. Here. We have some samples from Venus's atmosphere in the meteorological labs. Sulfuric acid.
But that's perfect. If you can pump that through the sprinklers, when it hits the water...
An exothermic reaction.
Lots and lots of heat.
Don't make me point out those samples are company property.
Then don't.
But they are. And it's dangerous and reckless. Sulfuric acid in the sprinklers, it'll damage the factory settings.
If you mean by that the trees, then yeah, sadly.
Never mind the trees. If you're in there, it's going to damage you.
I won't stick around. Once we've got our god out of action for a bit, we meet back up at the stabilizers.
Why the obsession with the stabilizers?
Why do you think? Destabilize the section. Closer we put this ship to Venus, hotter this place gets.
You want to put us in a lower orbit?
So we're not going to freeze to death. We're going to fry.
We have to put this being permanently out of action. If a single snowflake were to escape off this station, the human race wouldn't know what hit it.
But then how do we get away?
I'm working on that. Nice comms watch, pal.
Huh? Oh, thank you.
Give it here. You can use Lenny's in an emergency, but we better keep radio silence.
Hang on, we're splitting up.
Yeah, you two take the blowtorch, get the acid, feed it into the hydro system, and I'll go down to the woods today. I'm sure of a big surprise.